USA News. I'm Jerry Barmash. President Biden is planning for another term in the White House, but he told ABC's This Week it's not at the top of his priority list at the moment.
My intention is hasn't been from the beginning to run, but there's too many other things I have to finish in the near term before I start a campaign.
Last week, First Lady Jill Biden indicated that her husband is ready to launch his re-election bid in the near future. The Energy Department concluded with low confidence that the COVID-19 pandemic likely originated from a laboratory leak in Wuhan, China, NBC News reported. Senator Dan Sullivan, Republican from Alaska, called for extensive public hearings if the intelligence community conclusively makes that determination.
This is a country that has no problem coming out and lying to the world. We just saw that with this Chinese spy balloon. It's the nature of a communist dictatorship to lie to their own people, to lie to the world.
Sullivan appeared on NBC's Meet the Press. Authorities in Italy say at least 59 people are dead after a wooden boat carrying migrants broke apart on rocks off the country's coast. The first few bodies washed up on the shore in southern Italy early Sunday morning local time. The death toll is likely to rise as bad weather is affecting search efforts. Reports say dozens were rescued and up to 150 people were aboard the vessel. More than 80 million Americans are under alert for wind or winter weather as a massive storm moves east. The system that dumped heavy snowfall on parts of Southern California is now hitting the Great Plains. Areas of Texas and Kansas could experience storms with damaging winds, large hail, and scattered tornadoes. The Midwest is likely to get rain and snow into Monday morning before the storm makes its way across the Northeast. Today marks 30 years since the 1993 World Trade Center bombing. Six people were killed after terrorists set off a homemade bomb in a parking garage under the Twin Towers. This is USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to start the year right and keep that warm and cozy feeling going all winter long. Right now is the perfect time to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices, from incredible steaks, premium chicken, delicious pork to seafood. There's something for everyone, and every bite is backed by their 100% money-back guarantee. Visit omahasteaks.com today. Enter TREAT at checkout to get $30 off your order. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
Senator Tim Scott says his message of positivity will always work for him because America was founded on hope. Speaking on Fox News Sunday, the South Carolina Republican said Democrats are the message of victimhood.
We have to be able to contrast between why we are a great country and why the left wants us to talk about grievance.
Scott's attacks toward the Democrats come as he mulls a bid for the White House. They said Alcatraz was impossible to escape from as well.
El Salvador has started to fill its mega prison with a transfer of 2,000 gang members and criminals, including members of MS-13 and Barrio 18. The new 40,000-person facility opened last month after an accelerated building schedule, doubling El Salvador's prison capacity in less than a year. The prison is one of Latin America's largest, with 37 guard towers, 8 cell blocks that will be impossible to escape. I'm Corey Myers.
At the movies, a Marvel comic book sequel remains the top movie in the U.S. and Canada. Ant-Man and the Wasp: Quantumania finished in first place in North American theaters for a second straight week, earning just over $32 million. Coming in second is the horror comedy Cocaine Bear with $23 million, followed by the faith-based film Jesus Revolution that took in $15.5 million. The final stop before the Oscars, tonight's Screen Actors Guild Awards. I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA, or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.